Hello, this is the JD Man again with another audio boo. Yes. Anyways, I had my mother visiting yesterday and my nieces, and I actually should have recorded this at that time, but I decided to wait. Anyways, since the nieces were over and it was lunchtime, it had to be McDonald's. Luckily, it wasn't the Playland one, or I would be completely bald at this point from ripping out clumps of hair, trying to deal with yelling kids. But oh well. Anyways, while there, I guess I should know by now that expecting to find smart people or people with a little bit of intelligence at the McDonald's is not very likely. Okay, so we're in line getting, you know, waiting to order. And, you know, I have to decide which line to get into. And you can tell right away, the one on the left is the new girl who doesn't know anything, doesn't know what she's doing. And on the right is this elderly couple in line, with the missus complaining about how she can't get a senior discount on her flavored coffee or whatever. Ugh. So it's just easier to go with the girl on the right. But that's not the important part of the story. We get our orders took, and then I go to get some ketchups. And well, my ketchups pop, you know. They have the pop machine on the side where you go over there and pick which pop you want. Which makes a whole lot of sense because the new girl is having trouble deciding which pop to enter into the machine. Yeah, you can see it makes a lot of difference. Anyways, luckily for me, I got stuck behind the old guy, and he's got his cup, puts it right on the ice machine, and it's one of those you have to push it into it, because it pushes the lever back and the ice comes out, puts his cup right under there, and steps back, and stares at it. And I'm like, what is this idiot doing? I mean, it, you know, it looks like he's trying to use the force to get the ice out. You know, standing there, this is not the cup you're looking for, or whatever. Anyways, after at least a minute, one of the people there says, "No, sir, you're supposed to push the lever." Yeah. And then joy, oh joy, we sit in the kids section with these little rocket ship tables. And the Boy Scouts are there. Oh, great. You know, I don't really care about the Boy Scouts, this or that. But they got the guy, the Scoutmaster. And all he does is yell at everyone. "You didn't do this, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do this." And anyways, one of them kind of bumped into my oldest niece, and it was like, you know, he didn't say sorry or anything. So this guy jumps up and says, "You're going to go back over there and apologize." And I knew that was coming, so I go back there and tell them they're not going over to talk to my niece. It's like, well, it's the proper thing to do and all that. So I yelled, "Hey, Alyssa." "Yeah?" "This guy's sorry." "Okay. Good. Don't bug my niece. Ever again." Luckily, we got out of there alive. Anyways, that is that. I could go more in depth, but I'm looking at 22 seconds left, so I'm going to say goodbye, and I will talk to you later.